If the children will now come down for Kids Corner, you will share time this morning with Dee Grable.
To see all of you this morning. It's not on. I think they can hear me. If not, I have a loud enough voice. I have a very special story that I want to share with you guys this morning, and it's about something that happened to the shepherds about 2,000 years ago. One evening, there was a group of shepherds, and they were getting ready for bed. And the sheep had been taken care of, and they were safe from danger. So the shepherds decided it was okay to go to sleep. Now, maybe a shepherd would have stayed up to watch so no animals would come and get the lambs. But as the shepherds lay on the ground up at the dark sky with the beautiful stars shining in the night sky, something amazing happened. An angel from the God came down and stood in front of them. Now the Bible tells us that the glory of God was shining all around the angel, so he must have been very bright to look at. This sight was very frightening to the shepherds because they had never seen an angel before. Now the angel spoke and told them, "Don't be afraid. I have come with a wonderful message from God." The angel said, "I bring you good news of the greatest joy. This is for all people. Today your Savior is born in the town of David. He is Christ the Lord." He went on to tell them that God's Son was born in the town of Bethlehem, and they would be able to find him in a stable in a manger. Now, after the angel gave the surprised shepherds this message, all of a sudden, many angels appeared, and they began praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to all who trust in him." Now think about this. If the shepherds refused to go to work because they thought that their job of tending sheep wasn't very important, they would have missed the most important message that God has for them. We need to do what God tells us to do and not let other people keep us from obeying God's call in our lives. We don't want to miss out the amazing message that God has for us. Now, back to the shepherds. When the angels left them, do you think that after they heard this amazing thing that they just said, "Okay, we're going to just go back to sleep and we'll think about Jesus tomorrow"? No, in Luke 2:16, it says that they were excited and they hurried. They went very fast immediately where the angels told them to go. And when they arrived in Bethlehem, they found the Lord Jesus sleeping in a manger. And after they saw them, they didn't keep this message to themselves. They went around and they told everybody of what they saw. They told them that the Savior was born and of the great news that our friends can be forgiven. I can hear them now. They would have said something like, "The Savior's been born. Come see. God has kept his promise. Emmanuel's been born. Now we can have our sins forgiven." They couldn't keep the good news to themselves. The shepherds were told the good news that a Savior was born for all the people. Now, while this message was given 2,000 years ago, it's for us today. Now, if you are a believer, which means you have Jesus in your heart and life, guess what? You have an important job to do too. You can't keep the good news to yourself. You need to share what God has done with others. If you do that, you will be giving people the greatest gift they can ever have. But it's not enough just to tell people about Jesus. We need to live every day in light of the fact that we have the greatest gift of all. So what I want you to do as you go back to your seats, I want you to think about people that you can tell the good news to. Share it with somebody. Thank you.
Here's your cup. If you turn in your hymn books to page number 245, we will sing first, second, and third verses of the first Noel while the children collect change for missions.